You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Arbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, also in the studio with me, Sam Knight.
Hey there.
And we are joined today with Lane Greer. How are we doing today?
Spectacular. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Lane, and I am a William Kelly alumni from Silver Bay, Minnesota. And this year I'm a freshman at UMD studying a bunch of science, a biochemistry major, and I am here today to talk about the Newsies play
with the Playhouse. It's the big news.
News is Newsies. We've been reading that in our community event announcements, and I was asked, I know you know Liz, do you know Lane? I'm like, oh yeah, I know Lane.
Yeah.
From Silver Bay, and right now you're going to UMD. Can you tell me a little bit about your hobbies?
Being at UMD doing biochemistry, you know, doesn't give me a whole lot of time for hobbies, but when I do, I still love to play my instruments. I keep them set up at home, and yeah, I've had my console unplugged for a while. I haven't played any games. otherwise, I'm planning on working on stuff like my car or my bikes over the summer. Basically, you know, I got a lot of plans for hobbies. I organize a lot of music. I do that stuff when I have time, but, you know, with the play and college classes, it's pretty much all just gung-ho. I'm using up all my spare time studying.
Biochemistry is a pretty difficult major.
It is. You know, I want to say it's like a simplified double major of biology and chemistry. And I say simplified because, you know, a lot of them, they're so science-related, a lot of them go over the same thing, just from a different perspective. And it's very busy, and I could go on and on about it. There's so many thoughts going through my head right now.
But it's hard work, but obviously for you to be going to college and paying money to do such a hard major, there must be a reason you like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, before I graduated, obviously, I went to a dermatologist myself, and that's actually my goal. I want to go for biochem major for the first 4-year equivalent worth of classes, and then I want to go to med school and eventually specialize in dermatology. And that seemed like a fairly easy job. Makes me sound kind of lazy, but you know, there are a lot of hard things in that too. Like the worst I do is maybe a skin graft or removing cysts or prescribing something, or like only surface stuff, obviously, like skin stuff. So if I can do that, I can get, you know, regular hours Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day, and then I will have time for hobbies.
You've got everything planned out for years ahead, man.
I try really hard.
But for right now, you're finding yourself continuing acting, so that's pretty good to hear. And you've been acting since, I know, at least 10th grade, because that's when I met you. You were doing West Side Story. When did you start acting?
Right, so I think I started acting when I was like 7 or 8. I could have been younger, though, because I've been doing plays with Prairie Fire Theater for so long. I've probably done at least like 7 plays with them. As far as acting goes, I've done 4 plays with my high school one-act team, and 2 plays with North Shore Community Theater, including West Side Story and Sunshine Boys. You know, all of it, I've never had a bad experience with plays, except being like, okay, cool, crap, I gotta study my lines, I gotta be off book tomorrow, something like that. But otherwise, yeah, it's always been something that I've loved to do and just really enjoyed it. I want to keep doing that. If I got time, it's something that I'm definitely going to be involved in.
Do you know what got you interested when you were younger?
Mainly my older sister, Chandler Guffler. She's been a big inspiration to me, and she's helped me out with being an example, because she's a really good actor herself. And, like, same deal with her. She doesn't have a whole lot of time for it, but, you know, she would want to if the opportunity was there. So
she's still acting then?
Not for a while, but she's told me, and I go hang out with her every once in a while, and she's like, yeah, I'd love to if I had time. But we're all in Duluth, and we're all real busy and working and doing, you know, what people do in cities trying to make a living. So. Yeah.
And you told me a couple of them already, but can you tell me some of your highlight musicals and plays that you've been a part of?
So my favorite play, apart from Newsies, I think Newsies is probably going to be my favorite play that I've ever been in, but my second would definitely be West Side Story. It's so emotional, and the notes that are sung and the musical and just the triumph and the power behind the story, and you know, everything is put together so well, it's hard not to get into it. And when you're going through the whole process of learning it, really studying every detail behind the story, it's such an immersive thing. And that's another thing I really love about acting, is just, I don't know if I want to compare it to reading a book, but it's like reading a book and just becoming part of the book, really living every part of it. It's great.
Yeah, so now you're part of Newsies. How did you get involved into that?
I was really busy for myself being in college, taking classes and all that. And then my mom, she got involved with the Duluth Playhouse. She's doing props for them, including the play Newsies. She actually got asked to do props for the play Newsies because the person that they had before wasn't able to. And she looked into it more. She was doing research on it. And she told me, hey, this play actually looks really fun. I think you'd like it. And I'm just like, you know, if I got time, yeah, for sure, I'll do it. And, you know, a couple days later, I'm like, I can do this. This is great. I could actually plan for this. And, you know, I show up at auditions. And the thing about auditions is I had the time of my life. At first, I was just trying to audition for anything, you know, just to be part of the play, just so I could keep acting and, you know, be part of the experience. It was just something that I really enjoy. So when the cast list came out, I got an email, and it was actually on my way to college the next morning. I was going to school, got the email while I was driving. I had enough time to look and see that it was from Newsies. I was like, oh my God, what is this? And I couldn't read it until I got to college into my class. And then I got into my chair and I'm in the lecture hall and I look at it and I'm just like, I see that Jack Kelly, Lane Greer. And I'm just like, what? I start like clapping quietly to myself. Nobody can hear. And I'm just like, yeah, this is great. So it was a good time.
You just admitted to texting and driving live on air.
No,
I'm kidding.
I didn't reply enough. Yeah.
But anyways, I've never heard of Newsies. I've heard of quite a few plays, but I've never heard of Newsies. Can you tell me about it a little bit?
Yeah. No, I actually didn't watch it until the day after I auditioned. I never knew about it. But it's a great story. Jack Kelly and his group of Newsies, you know, he works with Specs, Race, Henry, Albert, Elmer, Tommy Boy, Finch, bunch of guys, you know, they all, oh, and Crutchy. Crutchy is his best friend, by the way. You know, they're really tight. They actually, they sleep on the same platform. It's actually, they call it their penthouse, but it's really just, you know, siding of a building, like, you know, the railing and the platform there. So, but they enjoy it. They do what they can with it. And they're all in their band Newsies, and the news company that they work for, called The World, they raise the price 10 cents per 100 papers. So they all get really mad about it, and they go on strike. This really gets the plot rolling. Jack also ends up meeting this news reporter, Catherine, and he is just totally dumbstruck by her. And that also adds a lot to the plot. So it's kind of like a love story within a big triumph, really fighting for freedom kind of thing. They end up forming their own union and going on, like, doing all this while it's like a musical and then also having fight scenes. And it gets super emotional, too. And, yeah, throughout the play, that's just really the foundation of the story, I think. They do a really good job with putting it together and what they do with the scenes and, like I said, the choreography in the play, too. The musical numbers and the songs and the singing, that's one part. But when you gotta add choreography to that and is some acrobatic choreography. We got some really good moves in there. Doing that at the same time, you know, can take up the breath quite a bit. So everybody's singing all the time. Even when some people are off stage, we try to have everybody singing. It's really powerful. There's so much passion in every scene, in every musical number. I think it's just a masterpiece, and it's really, really fun to do.
You're talking about all these really interesting characters that are in the story and how that makes it really interesting. What character do you play?
I play, yeah, Jack Kelly. I am Jack, and he is the main guy in the play. He's got the biggest attitude, and he's probably not the smartest. He's just a blowhard, and he that's one of his lines too. He's like, oh, I'm a blowhard. Davey's the brains, and actually Davey's a new guy. He comes in and he ends up helping him out, forming the union and all that. Jack, he's getting good at his job. He's getting used to the way things are going in his life, and he's actually planning on leaving to Santa Fe. Yeah, during all this chaos, he's starting to fall in love. He's going on strike, and he's just like, no, I'm going to leave after all this is done. He's going to Santa Fe. That's his dream, anyways. And he tells Crutchy about it. That's, like, in the beginning of the play. Because, you know, there's a better way out there. And so Jack, he's the main leader of the group, just because of his attitude and the way that people look up to him as a bigger brother. He's definitely the big brother of the group. But he's also got his best friend, Crutchy. He's always there with him, and he's, you know, they live together, and they are just stuck together like glue. And Crutchy, he's got a crutch, obviously. Well, not obviously, but hence his name.
Yeah.
And he's actually got polio, and he's a big inspiration to the Newsies group that sells papers. And you know, if he can do it, and they make jokes about it in the play too. It's like, what's your leg say? Gonna rain? Nah, no rain, but partly cloudy, clear by evening. And that's part of the song too, one of the first songs. And also the guy who plays Crutchy, his name is Dan. He's quite a character. He's really fun to work with, and just like all the other members. And I could go through the rest of the cast too. Like there's me, Jack, Catherine, who is Sophia, and Pulitzer Copper. Brilliant actor, by the way. He's going places for sure. Crutchy is Dan. He's a great, funny guy. He's good to work with. Davey, Andrew Miller, and Les, Lucy, Meta, Kiara, Race. Yeah, like all the main characters I mentioned. And by the way, the entire cast, this production, just wonderful people. The level of commitment to this play, it is unlike any I've ever worked with before. Because, you know, it's the Duluth Playhouse. It's not some added program to any school or anything like that. It's everybody's there because they made a choice to go there. And it's not just because it was convenient. I just love the people that are doing this. Because when we're all learning and we're in the play, everybody's actually learning things and doing them and getting them right and staying consistent. It's great.
Yeah, and people have to go out of their way to go to the Duluth Playhouse to be a part of it.
So. Yes, yeah, that's the whole thing. And I've never really done something that
passionate.
Yeah, that passionate before. And I just really wanted to put some emphasis on the cast and crew for this organization. They're all in it, and they all do a great job. And I'm super happy to work with these people. They have definitely inspired me, for sure.
How long have you been working with them?
I want to say rehearsals started last month, but being in college and everything, it gets kind of hard to keep track of time.
Yeah, don't even know what day of the week it is sometimes.
Yeah, that's very true. Just like, all right, yep, today. I just know the order of my classes that I have to go to every day. Don't even pay attention to what day it is, except for when I look at, like, when due dates are, and then I'm just like, oh, hey, that's due in 2 hours.
So then the cast of Newsies, is there like an age group that it falls into?
Yeah, so the age requirement is by the time performances run and are over, you can't be over 18. I just barely made that cut because my birthday is next month, like April. And by the way, performances are February 28th through March 10th. We have 12 performances. For more information, you can go on to Duluth Playhouse. Just look that up, and everything will be there. And you'll be able to find Newsies, along with a bunch of other plays that are listed. And you know, all the tickets are, you can only get them online, reserve them for shows. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, for sure. I don't think they're a whole lot. I don't know the exact price, but, you know, it's obviously posted on there. So, yeah, go ahead and check that out.
Yeah. And we could definitely talk all day, but I think we're going to end it off here, but before we go, what's your highlight song from Newsies?
There's a lot to choose from. My favorite song, probably, that I've ever sang in any play now is Santa Fe. I think it's labeled Santa Fe Reprise in the script. Yeah, song, like, it's a solo performance with Jack Kelly, obviously. And at this point, like, the strike has happened, and everybody's getting hurt, and it's in the middle of everything. Like, he still wants to go, and he's just in love, and it's like, what should he do? And he's just so defeated at this point. He's like, he's lost all hope for everything. And he's singing about what there is left to do, if there is anything. And he just gets so into it. The musicianship of the orchestra in the recording, and just the passion in his voice, and the notes that he has to sing are very, very hard. But with that level of emotion, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to really put it out there. And like the last note, it's the highest note that I've ever sang, and I have to hold it for like at least, you know, probably around 6 to 8 seconds, and that doesn't sound like much, but it's a long time when you're singing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to let them listen to it then. We're going to go into our music break. Thanks for coming in today, Lane.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And you want to just remind them real quick of the dates and where they can learn more?
February 28th through March 10th. There are 12 shows. Shouldn't be too hard to catch one. I just hope you have a great time, and it'll be a great, great performance. You're going to love it.
I'm sure it will. I'll try and catch it if I can, Lane, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Let's get into some music here.